This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Wednesday, May 14, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Construction contractors could soon have to complete mandatory closeout reports for projects, which would give an advantage to those companies that perform better and help them to understand where they could improve. Statutory body the Construction Industry Development Board, or CIDB, said on Tuesday. Industry Performance Manager Rodney Milford said that the organisation was looking to pilot the project within the next 6 months. The reports would assess the performance of contractors with the goal of having clients target contractors that performed satisfactorily. Milford stressed that the closeout reports were not meant as a penalty to contractors that did not perform, but were for the benefit of contractors.
We will be introducing, and we hope to pilot within 6 months, we'll be introducing requirements for closeout reports on all projects, where we will be making it mandatory for clients to rate the performance of the contractors.
National carrier South African Airways, or SAA, believes a platform has now been created for growth and has issued a request for information, or RFI, to Airbus and Boeing for a network-driven fleet plan up until 2020. SAA could seek to initiate a competitive bidding process between Boeing and Airbus later this year, both of which are viewed as considerably more energy efficient than the current operational fleet. A formal request for proposals would be compiled on information garnered from the RFI, which should be submitted later this month, and only then would SAA outline the number of aircraft sought, as well as purchase and funding scenarios, which was likely to involve a mix of outright aircraft purchases and leasing arrangements. SAA Business Development Head Jason Krauss.
The RFI has really been around gathering operational performance data around the aircraft types that we think we will require, and cost data, price data if you like.
CEO designate of Angloplat, Neville Nicolau, said on the day of the announcement of his appointment that safety was the mine's moral license to operate. Safety had perhaps become the foremost issue at the platinum giant and has been a major contributor to it missing its production forecasts. Nicolau said that safety was something that needed to be driven from the top and that he would display visible, felt leadership in this regard.
My first sentence on safety is, it is the moral license to operate. Secondly, it's something that needs to be driven from the top, and I will display visible, felt leadership in this regard.
Also making headlines. ArcelorMittal profit rises to 2 billion rand and sees more growth. Inflation expectations deteriorating, says the South African Reserve Bank. Sasol expects earnings to surge, but lowers 2008 fuel output forecast. South Africa's March gold output falls 10.9%. Keaton subsidiary to spend 3 million rand on newly acquired prospecting rights. And Pallinghurst and Gemfields say reverse takeover is making progress. In political news, rights group concerned at mass arrests in Khartoum. Harare suspends import duties on cooking oil and flour. ANC Youth League calls on police to act harshly on xenophobic attacks. And Alexandra attacks not just acts of xenophobia, says Firoz Kachalia. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.